Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sabbath. Give me just a second here because I put myself on a stopwatch. So, not that I ever go over, but anyway. Well, it's good to be back over in St. Pete. I was mentioning to a few people I was actually checking my schedules. And Mr. Martin, you can close your ears right now, but June of 2016, can you believe that? It's been a while. So thanks for having me back. So even those that knew I was speaking today actually showed up, so that's great. So thank you for that too. No, but it's good to be here. You know, a lot's gone on since the last Passover and Holy Days that started last year. Especially with the hurricanes, we that live here in Florida, we actually deal with that a lot every year. And of course, this year, hopefully, we pray will not be as severe as last year. But, you know, as I go to work, I still see the remnants of even Hurricane Irma. And you read about or see in the news, they're even talking about some of the other devastation from Harvey, that they're still working and cleaning, and there's impacts in today's time associated with those past storms. And, you know, it causes memories, especially with us that have been through many years of these hurricanes, you know, and storms and things that rush through Florida in the past and possibly in the future. But we even know that man, with all the technology, of all the imagery that they have, with satellites, specialties, people that are doctorates in these fields, they still cannot actually tell you where it's going to hit, how it's going to go. They can speculate. And all these different spaghetti models that you see, especially with storm tracking, has it going this way, but we know it goes this way, or it can route this way. And that's what we experienced last year because we had, you know, relatives from Ohio, especially when it was out in the Atlantic with Irma and even Harvey and some of the other storms, Category 5, you know, and 4 is just really battering the islands. They're calling us going, you got to get out of Florida. You got to get out of Florida. You got to get out of Florida. Well, no, we don't, you know, because historically, you know, that as they get closer to land, they lose their strength, but sometimes that doesn't necessarily happen. So the title of my split sermon today is Day by Day, Be Grateful. Day by day, be grateful. And we're to be grateful to God because there's a lot that happens in our life. You know, I've been honing in on basically storms historically, but with the recent shootings of the school, the students that lost their lives and stuff, and our hearts go out to their parents and their relatives and their friends, you just never know. As I said, with the technology that we have, our education, I can remember back when I was in school, the most violence that we saw back then was the occasional fist fight. Someone just didn't get along or they didn't like the way you looked or whatever. It was a fist fight. It wasn't knives, it wasn't guns, it wasn't whatever that we see today. But it just shows how technology doesn't really mean a whole lot, especially if God is not involved in their lives. And the recent prophetic times, I don't know how many get the prophetic times that the Hanaways put out, but Jim Tuck covered a little bit of this, and I highlighted some of it that I'd like to cover today as part of the message here, because it really gets into the fact that how can you anticipate these type of events? You know, we pray that God protects us. We pray that God will watch out over us and guide us in our ways. But these events are going to happen. The earth is still here, hasn't been blown up, nor will it be, you know, totally destroyed. We know that. But it's spiraling downward. And Satan is the big cause of that. So I just wanted to read a couple of paragraphs here from the email that came along with the prophetic times from Jim Tuck. says there is something tragically wrong with our families in this country. And he's talking about this country, but when you think about the world, there are things tragically wrong in the world as a whole. Our society is at fault because it is the crazy place which contributes to the kind of mind in which a person doesn't think anything about killing another person. You know, God's commandments, thou shalt not kill. And why do they think that? It seems every few months someone goes on a killing spree, whether it's the school that we're talking about or other venues such as Las Vegas during that country concert. You know, all these mass shootings and killings. It's really sad. It really is. And it makes us want to pray even more for thy kingdom to come, for Christ to return to this earth. Going on with the email, the problem must relate to what is being learned. What is being learned? Obviously, some of our youth are learning things which cause them to have radical, violent tendencies. It is what is going into the minds of developing youth which ultimately produces a killer. And he talks about the video games, the movies, books, their everyday involvement with groups, the wrong type of groups, how they're influenced. You know, all of these things play a part in their life, in their families, in their minds. Says no one has all the answers. No one has all the answers, but God shows us the answers in his Holy Scripture. And he's opened the truth to us for us to know what we must do to stay away from these areas in our own lives, to not be hateful, to not to resent, not to want to go down the path of Satan, but to follow God's way. So I just thought, you know, it was, you know, very appropriate, some of the words that he brought out and how it will develop into what I'm talking about today in the message. And even today in this environment that we're seeing around us, because the news will constantly replay, and keep that in front of everybody on the videos and on TV. The environment, whether it's the shootings, the violence. Now they're saying, well, the way to control this is to control, do away with guns, pretty much the automatic weapons and so forth, just guns totally. Well, we all know that that's not going to take care of it. There are other forms of violence other than a gun. We know that. You know, just the violence of hating, the hatred that's in this world is a form of violence that can grow rapidly, of the mob mentality. And we've seen that in history. We have seen that in recent news events. Even with a Super Bowl win, what did they do with the winning team in the city? You know, they were asked not to go crazy. Well, what did they do? They started burning and flipping cars and different things. For what reason? Was that celebration? No, it really wasn't, in no form or fashion. So that's the world that we're living in. So that's why we need to be day by day grateful to God for our calling. He has called us for a very important purpose, each and every one of us sitting here. You know, I want to say, excuse me, that for my family, we're very grateful, you know, to each and every one of you out there, because even through prayer requests, you know, our great niece, Isabel, if you've heard about Isabel, the preemie, you know, and she's doing better. She's getting there. Eventually, she'll eventually be off that breathing apparatus. And some of the latest pictures that was actually shared with us shows what appears to be a very healthy baby. You know, and God willing, of answering the prayers and, you know, being watchful over her mother, Donica, and Isabel, one day she'll be running around and growing and having fun. You know, so we're grateful for everyone's prayers on their behalf. You know, true gratefulness springs from an awareness of our total unworthiness. Because when we look at ourselves, we're totally unworthy and inadequate before a holy and just God. But he loves us. Yeah, he really loves us, and he has called us. Because if we really received what we deserved, I wouldn't be a grease spot up here. I wouldn't be anything, you know. But God's a loving God. So for the first scripture, if you would, turn to Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22. Lamentations 3, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. And isn't that a wonderful, marvelous thing? God's compassion for us never, ever will fail. He is a loving, merciful God. And even our expectations of others, which at times may be based on a false assumption of our own personal importance, you know, because we have to be careful, you know. We may think, you know, you get puffed up at times, but we have to be careful of that. Because if that occurs, it allows a false assumption from our own perspective. It destroys the spirit of gratefulness and instead produces presumption and murmuring on our part. Not God's part, but our part. So we have to be the ones patrolling our own minds and our hearts. We're the ones that need to be watching, as examining, especially with the upcoming Passover season. We need to be checking ourselves. Gratefulness is the foundation of a believer's walk with God and of God's daily will for our lives. That's why we pray, God's will be done. Not our own personal will, but God's will be done. If you would turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. By giving thanks for all things, which we all know and we've experienced, everyone sitting here, unexpected trials, physical infirmities, you know, we can relate to those terms. Distressing situations. If we continue to give thanks in all things, including those, I know it's difficult when these things is, you know, distressing situations, the physical infirmities, it's just so difficult to sit there and go, you know, I need to really be giving thanks. I'm thankful that I have these infirmities. I'm thankful that I'm having this stressful time. But we need to have that mindset. We need to be moving in that direction to know that God is with us. And these moments are for our improvement, for our growth of our faith and our trust in a living God and our loving God. Because if we do that, then we're going to pass. We're not going to be failed. We're going to pass and receive the power of genuine love, joy, and peace, which comes from God, which comes from above. And that's the reason why we have to have a grateful spirit. Day by day, be grateful. Day by day. Okay. That way you're building that history, you're building that strength, you're building up to be able to surpass any future infirmity, any future distressing moment. Your history is showing that you're building towards and you're knowing that you're going to be successful with God's help in all of these things. We should be thanking God for all things that, of course, obviously benefit us. You know, anything that's benefiting us, oh, great, wonderful. Thanks, God. Thank you, Father. But, again, we should be also grateful. And we have to remember that. Grateful for trials and tribulations. Because it's building that faith in the obedience. Because we know that all things come from our Father. All things come from God's hand. In James 1, verse 17. Because those people, those parents that lost loved ones in the school shooting, you know, they're going through these type of moments right now. So we are to be praying for them, for God to give them strength to work through this time of loss. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights. So every good gift and every perfect gift. God wants good things for us. God wants us to pay attention to ourselves because we're here to represent our calling. We're here to represent, to be ambassadors for Christ. We're here to be examples to others. And by us continuing to build that strength, to build that obedience, to build that faith, we will succeed. If you would turn to Romans 8, Romans 8, verse 28. In Speakers Club a couple of weeks ago, we were asked a question, you know, what's your favorite book in the Bible? There were many examples given by the men in the club, and I mentioned the book of Romans because I'm just finding it to be a very relaxing book, especially the various verses throughout, especially Romans 8, of things to come, things that we need to be aware of, true statements from God. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Because you read about yourself in these verses. That's us, sitting here today on the Sabbath day. Everyone else, the other Sabbath services, the other church areas. Here we are reading about ourselves here, and we know. Don't you know that? That you're part of this that we're reading? We know. We all know that all things work together for good to them that love God, because God is love and he loves us. So we are to use that thing, that same thinking. And even the sufferings that we go through are to our benefit, as I've already said. You're still in the book of Romans, chapter 8. Just go back to verse 18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And won't that be a marvelous time? When Christ returns, we have endured what is revealed to us, spirit beings. No more infirmities, no more aches and pains, no more sorrow. That time is coming. Again, here we are. You want to be there, right? Of course we do. We all do. And in verse 29 of Romans 8, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son." And that's what we will be in that resurrection. Those that have died before us that will be resurrected first at Christ's return, and those still living that has the Holy Spirit of God, that have endured, we will be there. We will meet Christ in the air. We will have a changed body, eternal, wonderful. It is the goal of character training because we are in training each day of our life. And that's why we should still consider day by day to be grateful to God for that training. This is our textbook right here. Yeah. We need to be studying that textbook. Again, don't resent trials or tribulations that may come, but welcome them because they are given to develop again our character. Welcome them. If you would, turn to James 1 in verses 2 through 4. James 1. We read, "My brethren, count it all joy." Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. And that is definitely an area in my life that I have to work on. It's patience. Patience. My wife is sitting right over there. You're more than happy to talk to her after services if you want to get a vote of confidence on that little statement. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Because we're not perfect yet. We're still human, but we're still working in that right direction. For the next verse, if you would, turn to Romans chapter 5, Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. Again, in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience." So here we are again, repeating, building upon that foundation. Tribulation works patience, and patience, experience. Again, you're building that history within your life. You and others, who you know, who you meet, who you're related to, all of that experience, all of that history, it's building to a crescendo. And patience builds experience, and experience hope. "And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us." And it's through this love from God, God is able to accomplish the supernatural work, because it's His work that He's working in our life with. He's going to accomplish that in our life if we don't give up, if we don't stop, and the lives of others, those that have experienced the loss of the recent events. They will eventually have that opportunity to understand God's laws, God's purpose of mankind, why we were born. But do you find yourself when things are really going good for you that you, all of a sudden you've realized, ooh, I've forgotten to thank God, you know? Everything's just been so rosy in my life. Oops, one of those oops moments, like, ooh, I forgot. You know, we should never forget God. We should never stop talking to God. But it happens. Again, we're still human. We're frail. But even with that building, that constant reminder, there are times in life something will get in the way and it will cause us to stumble. But God is still there. He hasn't left the building, so to speak. God is always there for us. 24/7. He's always there. And that's a wonderful thing. You know, back to the event of the hurricanes, you know, there were a lot of prayers going up. Even people at work that you really didn't expect to be religious, they were saying, oh, I'm praying to God that it goes this way. I pray to God that it's doing this. Okay, that's a good thing, you know. But again, even in these events that have recently happened, you know, I'm sure these are the same type of prayers that people are expressing, you know, for one another, for the world, or this country, you know, knowing that there's something wrong. As I said before, the world is spiraling down. People are really starting to notice this, and it's being brought up a lot in news events, but even with the world going downward. Do you remember or do you think that we're approaching that point where the hearts of the fathers are being turned to the children, to the sons, and the hearts of the children are turning to the fathers? Well, that's the way we should be. Our Father is there for us at all times, and our hearts need to be turned to Him at all times. Even when we mess up, to go before Him, to repent, to ask forgiveness. These are things that day by day, as we're being grateful, we need to remember that day by day, we are to be in contact with our Father in all aspects of life. So a genuine spirit of thankfulness to God will produce a practical gratefulness to others. That's that outgoing love and concern for others that we should have. And we are to always give thanks to God, as I've already said, day by day, day by day. Be grateful to God, day by day, no matter what. And here are some ways to express true gratefulness, just a couple of points. Because we're to always place God first in every category of our life. Every category, because He is our loving Father. Place God first. But let's also remember to thank others. Each and every one of you sitting in here, to thank others for your service, for what you have done and what you have been demonstrating in your life to others. Because we are those examples to the world. You are the ones that have been praying for others. You have been offering up intercessory prayers to God for others. Let them know that you're so thankful for that. Because we are. Much needed prayers and cards. Because those are the type of kind deeds that are done by each one of you that needs to be acknowledged and recognized. God knows it. We know it. But we need to express it more to each other. Because there are possibly those, even amongst ourselves, that may be lonely at times or discouraged or frail or infirmed or sick. As I've said, we've probably all experienced some of those at one point in our life or may be experiencing them now. So we are to remember to bring out, to be able to serve one another when needed, which in most cases is all the time, you know. A loving word, a helpful word, a receptive ear. You know, that's why God gave us two ears, one mouth. So we listen more than we speak. So we're, you know, a lot of us are great listeners. So if you just want to talk, be amazed at how many people will be loving that moment to sit there or to stand there and listen to you. Because, you know, we need to express that more to each other. We need to inform you from our own experience, our history. Because Paul, you know, he did it in some, you know, a lot of his books, Ephesians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. What was he talking about? He's always praying for you. He's always praying for the churches. He's expressing that. He's letting them know that they're always in his thoughts. Such as you are always in our thoughts. You know, just because it's been 2016, yeah, that doesn't mean St. Pete has not been thought about. You have. You're always thought about in prayers and when prayer requests come out. Those moments, those times to go to our Father. And that's why day by day we need to be grateful.